12:28-34, Deuteronomy 6:4-5, Leviticus 19:18. That thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, that comes from Deuteronomy. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself comes from Leviticus. There was no Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, Ephesians, and all of those epistles of Paul when Jesus lived. The only scripture that he had was what we call today the Old Testament. The correct rendering is the Hebrew scriptures. Genesis through Malachi, that was Yeshua's so quote-unquote Bible. The word Bible wasn't even in existence when he lived. It was called the scriptures, the law, the prophets. Read the real Jesus in the New Testament. You'll see that he referred to the holy book as the law, the prophets, and the Psalms. There was no New Testament. I want everybody to get that in their heart and mind. There was no Christianity when Yeshua lived. There was no New Testament when Yeshua lived. His only Bible was the Hebrew scriptures, Genesis through Malachi. Jesus never went to a church. There was no church when he lived. Church is Christian. He was not a Christian. No Christianity existed in the world when Yeshua lived. We've been deceived. We've been bamboozled into believing all this false stuff about this man. They changed his name. They changed the manner of his birth. They changed his race from black to white. And they changed his religion from Hebrew Israelite to Christian. They had plenty of time to do it. The Greeks, Romans, and Catholic Church ruled the world for 700 years. And they had plenty of time to do it. Any nation that came up against them, they would destroy them with the sword and brought in this false doctrine of Christianity. No church was in existence when he lived. The Greeks, Romans, and Catholic Church compiled and canonized the New Testament nearly 300 years after Yeshua. Yeshua, Jesus, kept the Sabbath and the Passover. Look at Luke 4:16. It says, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue. He didn't go to a church. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, not on Sunday, and stood up to read. From which book of the Old Testament did he read? I asked. He read from Isaiah chapter 61, where it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah when he went to the Sabbath service in the synagogue. Read Luke 4:16 and you'll see it for yourself. There are two Jesuses in the New Testament. The false Jesus given to us in slavery and prior to slavery by the Greeks, the Romans, and the Catholic Church. Then there's the real Jesus, or Yeshua ben Yosef, whom I am giving to you today. Both John the Baptist, and his name wasn't John, his name was Yechonon. There was no J sound. He was a Hebrew Israelite, the man they called John the Baptist. He and Jesus, they were cousins, were Hebrew Israelite prophets and rabbis of their day. They don't teach you in the church that the New Testament carries the fact at least almost 8 times that Jesus was a rabbi. They're teaching you that he was the savior of the world. He died for your sins. All of that is a lie. You show me anywhere where Yeshua said he is the savior of the world, that he died for the sins of mankind. Not what Paul said now. Show me where Yeshua himself said that he is the savior of the world and that he died for your sins, and I will send you a postal money order for $1,000. Anybody in this world, from the Pope of Rome on down. Now, Jesus and John, Yeshua and Yochanan, were prophets and rabbis of their day. If you want to see where John was a rabbi, read John chapter 3 and verse 27, so-called.